in the public affairs business, that's peripheral. What's really important is what the president did. He immediately reinforced security. He sent the military there. He called international leaders and told them to fulfill their responsibilities.
No, he didn't. He General, with all due respect,
He did not send the military
into Benghazi.
No, he not into Benghazi.
General, he did not send the military into Benghazi.
He deployed ships. Yes.
Those ships had special assets on them.
You're misinformed.
All right, but hold on, General. Let me ask you this question, though, because separate from the point of what happened on that day, what about in the days before? Hold on, Congressman. Let me just ask the general this: what about in the days before when Ambassador Stevens had requested additional security and wasn't given it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question, and the State Department's going to have to answer for that. But that's not
Aaron.
That's not the policy question. Mm-hmm. In other words, when 9/11 happened, America pulled together. But there wasn't a presidential election, but Democrats supported a Republican president. When this happened, the Republican partisan machine decided they'd found a chink in President Obama's excellent foreign policy and has gone full bore to exploit it for partisan advantage. So it's not to say that we can't get to the facts. It's to say it's hard to get through the partisanship to get to the facts.
All right, Congressman, why don't you respond to that? Because it is true that there are some real questions here about information that that they had in intelligence or in the administration and when that information became available publicly.
It should be bipartisan outrage because in April 2012, our embassy was bombed, that consulate in Benghazi. And on June 6, a terrorist activity there in Benghazi at our consulate breached the wall. They blew our wall apart. And the president, the vice president, the secretary of state diminished our security profile. That's what's outrageous. General, with all due respect, you've been out there touting the response by the president to and what he's done. What he didn't do, what he clearly didn't do, is react when we were bombed on June 6th. 5 days later, the British ambassador had an assassination attempt. The British got out of town. The interior minister in Libya on September 1st issues a warning and says, we've lost the control of eastern Libya. They put him on high alert. Ambassador Stevens sends a cable back to Washington, D.C. on September 4th, and this administration did nothing. We have four dead Americans. And with all due respect, he did not send in the military into Benghazi. That firefight went on for hours, and I think it's an untold that's a real question about what this administration did when the firefighters started.
Excuse me,
but
I should have been dealing
with it back in June 6th.
Okay, Congressman,
we don't know exactly what was done back on June 6th because that hasn't been made a matter of public record.
Yes, we do.
I'm sorry, General, I don't know that because I haven't seen it. And I haven't seen that. We had a hearing about this. That we've had all the classified information released that's come out, whether you had a hearing or not. Maybe you had a classified hearing. I haven't seen it. But I do know this.
It was an open public meeting.
Okay, I do know this. I do know the administration, a naval ship was deployed in the area. I know what the capabilities are on that ship, and that was sent there to reinforce the diplomatic security. So I'm not going to address what happened in June. I wasn't there in that hearing.
The FBI couldn't get in for weeks.
That's true. The FBI couldn't get in for weeks. That's true, but there was security there.
You had a CNN reporter go pick up the material. We didn't go in and do that.
That was an FBI investigation team. That wasn't
CNN
the team
walked
that
in and picked up the
right
diary
away.
Days afterwards.
CNN did, right? And that was because the FBI didn't feel that there was security to come in there. All right, well, gentlemen, thank you very much. We appreciate your taking the time and sharing your point of view.